your hands together for a good buddy of mine, Josh O'Brien.
Ready to be an edge comic? Put your hands together for a brother in arms, Josh O'Brien.
This next dude, he's a fellow brother in arms. Put your hands together for the very funny Josh O'Brien.
Friends, fans, followers, leaders, and true believers, thanks for tuning in and checking out the show, man. I really love you guys, and I really appreciate you guys checking in on me. And let me know how you're doing. Shoot me a message. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, all other fun shit. At JOSH96OBRIEN. That's at Josh O'Brien. So that's out of the way. Did my shameless plug. Alrighty then. Last week was a pretty busy week, man. I spent the entire week in a retirement class, and it was pretty good because there's just so much information. It really is like it's like trying to use a fire hydrant as a water fountain. The shit is insane. You felt waterboarded with information. There's just so much. Instead of you trying to take it out of somebody, they were trying to put it into you. And that's not a bad thing. It's really good because there's a shit ton of places, resources I've learned on how to get a job. If you're unemployed and you're listening to the show and you're just looking at trying to get a different job and you're kind of unhappy with where you are, shoot me a message, man. I'll do whatever I can to help you out because I got a couple different resources now at my fingertips that I wish I would have had years ago. What happened was I think it was about two to three years ago that there was a lot of people that were homeless that were former vets. There's a lot of people that are vets or homeless and or unemployed, and that's really bad. I mean, because if we're going to do all this shit, we're going to sacrifice a good part of our lives to defend this country and do what we do. And I'm not sitting here trying to be like, hey, support the troops, none of that bullshit. I'm just saying, look, man, there's a lot of things that if you work for an employer and this employer doesn't follow through, or the people that leave the organization, like, if you left an organization, you got worse. That looks bad on your employer, you know? So there's a couple ways to look at it. You can look at it as a point of the patriot, where it's like, look, man, these guys worked for the country. They took care of the country. We need to take care of them. Or if you want to look at the business corporate America version of it, which that's another way too, and there's nothing wrong with saying that this is a bad fucking business model if we have a guy or gal that worked for us, bust their ass for us, bled for us, and said that, you know what, this motherfucker's going to die for us, and we just leave him out in the cold and let them die. What's that say about our organization and how we take care of our people? Would that be an organization you want to be a part of? That if you fucking busted your ass and you could possibly die on the job, do you want to work here? Nah, it's probably not too you know, there's a lot of pride and there's a lot of patriotism, and you know, there's a lot of bean counting too. So honestly, if you fucking said that, hey, we're going to take care of you, take care of the people. And so in 2013, I believe it is, they sat down, Congress got together and fucking did something right, and they said that we're going to make everybody take this class on how to better themselves when they get out. Because it used to be just a couple things that were in there. It's called TAPS class. Now it's a GPS class. I forget what the hell it stands for. But anyways, that's beside the point. The point is this. You sit down for one day of just going over different kinds of benefits you have as retirement. And then the next day you go through with the Department of Labor. Next day is you sit down with Veteran Affairs and you go over all the kinds of benefits that you are supposed to get. And Halpin, Sean Halpin, if you're listening to the show, I sent you a book. Hopefully you get it here really soon. It's funny, too, because he's probably not listening because we don't really listen to each other's podcasts, especially the ones we've already been on. But I sent him a copy of the book from the class. And also, we have these command coins. And they're shaped like surfboards, and it says Hollywood, and it's got a CB on it, and it's a bottle opener. So the funny thing is when he gets this box, he's going to look at it on the outside. On the customs sheet, it says Beer Assister. I didn't write down. It was one of the first class coins that we made. I just thought it was kind of cool. But anyways, sidebar, stupid note. But anyway, it's a good book that's inside there, and if you're interested in trying one of these books, let me know. Like I said, I'll give you the information. I'll tell you how to get a hold of them. Go to, there's a couple of different places if you're really curious about this. Check out Indeed.com. Obviously, everybody knows about Monster.com, and that's okay. But fuck it. I'm wasting too much time on these sites. So just shoot me an email, text me, tweet me, whatever. I'll fucking send it out to you. And after that, there's also a class I went to was on the other part of the class. The last 3 days is all Department of Labor, different things that are out there for you, and also how to write a resume. Now, that resume writing shit is no joke. I just plan on telling dick jokes the rest of my life, even though I really don't have any jokes about dicks. That's just kind of like what comics say about their craft, their art, and what we do. But that's what I plan on doing. And, I mean, maybe I can get probably a couple jobs doing extra work. We've talked about this before if you haven't listened in the past. Just let you know, I tell dick jokes, but I don't really tell dick jokes. I just say that I do. I tell real jokes about real things. I'm not saying that dicks aren't real. It's just saying that I don't tell dick jokes. Okay, that was the longest dick joke I've ever told, and it wasn't even funny. Retirement, man. Retirement, it's kind of a trip. We talked about the class for it I just went through. Now, check this out. I got an email the other day when I was in this class. One of our career counselor guys shot me an email saying, hey, where do you want your flag flown? So I was talking to somebody about it. And I'm like, dude, you know what? It'd be so cool to get my flag flown in a place. He's like, where are you going to get it flown at, man? Where are you getting it flown at? You know, there's a lot of really cool historical places. So I was like, yep, I know exactly where. Where's it at? Joe Louis Arena. What's so, what? Not in his significant history place? To me, that's one of the most significant history places of all time. I love the Red Wings, and, you know, well, that's cool. And then he asked me what day, or what day I want it flown, and I said, February 12th, because that's the rivalry game against Colorado Avalanche. Now, if you're not too sports savvy, between 2002 to 1996, I said that backwards, but I don't give a fuck, one of the best sports rivalries ever. So just Google Red Wings Avalanche. If you're bored at work and you just listen to this, you know, stop playing with your dick and actually fucking go online and check these fights out, because they're fucking awesome. It's some good shit. And I learned a lot of leadership from watching Red Wings. I mean, watching hockey games, people take care of your teammates, and putting people together that work more effectively. Interesting shit if you really want to get into the mental game of that sport, but we'll leave that one go. So, also, this weekend, I went fishing. It was pretty cool, man. I didn't really honestly want to go at first, but I wouldn't have gone if it was by choice, to be honest with you. And one of the guys who checked in here, he was going to go, but he didn't get his Liberty card yet. So since he didn't get his Liberty card, he's not allowed to leave base. He's like, hey, you go, hey, O'Brien, you go for me because I can't go. And if you go, that way somebody goes, it's $140. I'd already paid for it. And I was like, sure. Hopefully you get your card, man. If you get your card, you go. No, you go. You go. And I was kind of tripping out because, I honestly did not want to do this shit because they were leaving at 4:30 in the morning. It was on a Sunday, and I honestly love my sleep. I'm not a beautiful person, and I'm dead inside, so you better believe I need my fucking beauty sleep. Anyways, I went, and I was, reluctant. I'm like, fuck, this is so gonna suck. I'm going to be sitting on the middle of the fucking, like, middle of the ocean, almost a lake. When I was a kid, we used to go lake fishing in Lake Erie, but I was like, fuck, this is going to be bullshit, blah, blah, blah. Nope, got out there. Within 10 minutes, man, of casting that line, I pulled in a big-ass mahi, and that thing was beautiful, man. And after I got that in the boat, I was like, fuck yeah, this shit is awesome, game on. Next thing you know, I'm fucking casting, and I'm waiting, and people are just getting hits all over the boat. We're fucking in one spot, we move, 20 minutes later, we go to another spot, good shit. Next thing you know, we're just full. We had like 30-something fish, and it was insane. They were all like nice-sized mahi and tuna and all that other fun stuff, and good times, you know. But I was wrong. I have a fridge full of fucking fish. Probably a good 30 pounds, man. It's insane. Good times. Good times. Well, we're coming close to an end here. I'm going to say a couple shout-outs once again to my usual Fremont, Ohio homies. And Dean Van Ness, TJ Olszewski, the Timeout in Fremont, Ohio. Also the Depot, Fremont, Ohio. And definitely Roops Comics, man. 24 years. Congratulations to you guys. And also the Regal family. Because like this dude was in my class. Just, we're shooting the shit. He's like, hey, man, you want to come over and hang out? I'm like, sure. Yeah, and he's just like talking about this video game his kid plays. Lo and behold, his kid plays NHL 16, my favorite hockey game. So he's like, yeah, man, come over. We'll eat dinner, and you can beat my son's ass in hockey. And I was like, oh, hell yeah, man. I think he built it up a little bit too much, but that'd be cool. Fuck yeah, let's do it. So I got a chance to go over there, hang out, eat some great food. I got my ass kicked a few times, and I won a game. And then after I won a game, the dude quit. And he's like, I'm good. I think I'm done. So, you know, big shout out to Mike, man. Thanks for fucking bringing me in. You're a good dude. Friends, fans, followers, leaders, and true believers, I love you all. Thanks for tuning in and checking out the show, like I said in the beginning. And I don't know how to end these things. I forgot to say one thing, and that is Aaron Seymour's CD is out. The dude that was on the show a while ago, fucking check that out. Go to AaronSeymour.com and you can download it, order it online, buy a handkerchief, buy a cassette. He made fucking cassettes. How cool is that? I don't know. I haven't had a cassette in years. Is it cool? I don't know. But I know it's cool as fuck that he has one out and that he has a CD. So go check it out. And yeah, man, much love. I don't know how to end these things.
Sick of all you people afraid to live in love because you might be called a sinner. Acting as if life is a game, play right and you'll be crowned a winner. I wish that you would focus on good deeds instead of living in fear of hell. Oh, bored is the king of Israel. Job would be ashamed to hear you complain that nothing good is on TV. Jacob would rather see you wrestle with God than worry about your security. Bathsheba would tell you to make love like it was your last day on earth. Would tell you to take out all the giants before you end up in a hearse. Moses didn't come down from the mountain to teach you how to pan for gold. And Elijah didn't dry up all the rain so you could sit around your house just getting old. Lucifer didn't teach you how to think so you could ring your own death knell. Oh, bored is the king of Israel. Bored is the king of Israel. brothers in their ivory towers, just counting up your property and your tender. When Jesus saw what was happening in the temple, he flipped the tables of the money lenders. He didn't post on Facebook from his armchair that he was mad as hell. Oh, bored is the king of Israel. Bored is the king of Israel.
Colors on the
people, they won't leave me alone, and we need little time to ourselves. And half these reasons why I'm sketching all the time, years older, it's life in hell. Well, I think it's time.
Time to go, yeah, well, it's time to go.
Your next comic coming to the stage, very funny guy. He's actually in the United States Navy. What is it, 17 years now? 18 years. Give it up for the veteran. Guy's very funny, man. 18 years in the Navy, Special Operations Warfare, CB, but his body looks like a melted candle. Put your hands together for Josh O'Brien.